As evangelical Christians, one of the things that distinguishes us, probably the thing that distinguishes us, it's we believe that the Bible is the principal thing that guides us. It's not the Bible plus what Pastor Daniel thinks. It's not the Bible plus the Book of Mormon. It's not the Bible plus the Pope. It's not the Bible plus me. God forbid. It's just the Bible. And if it says it, we try to practice it. If it says not to do it, we try not to do it. That's the Bible. How many believe that the Bible is like the most important book ever written? Amen. How many of you didn't read it this week? Don't raise your hand. You see where I'm getting at, right? We say the things that we say the Bible is, but then in practice, it gets sometimes put on the side. I've done it, and I was running a church, and I did it. I tried not to do it often, and I would always had, well, I'm at least preparing my message, so I was in the Word, but just for my personal growth, you know, sometimes. And you know what's odd for me? You know when I'd miss like Bible reading, it would just like, oh, I missed it. It wasn't the days I was busy. For me, it was on my day off. It was like other things just come up and I'm running around. Oh, didn't do it. So today you're not going to learn anything that profound. Like, oh, wow, I never thought of that before. Wow, he said, read the Bible every day. Wow, that's new. No, it's not new. But you know, one of the jobs of someone preaching the word is to exhort, and when you exhort or you encourage, it's not necessarily giving new information. I'm going to give you some new information on some methods today. But this is an encouragement for you to make 2025. Gosh, 2025, the year you read through the Bible. Now, everyone, if you got a bulletin, there's an insert, I believe, in the bulletin that's got a chart on how to do it. There's a million charts online. You don't have to use that chart, okay? You don't have to use it. I kind of like this one for this context in that some of you are thinking, it's January 5th. It's too late. I'll do it next year. No, you're not off the hook. That it starts in January, on Sunday. What day's today? Sunday. Isn't that perfect? So if the chart starts on Sunday, and you start on Sunday, you'll finish January 4th next year. That you're fine. It counts. I'll count it. I'll give you absolution for the 3 days. I don't give absolution. So today's a really basic message I want to give you for the new year. And the first one is reading God's word, why it's important, and a process. And the second thing is I'm going to take some time talking about memorizing scripture. Now, I've given a couple guys some things to pass out, not yet. Because I know if I give you the thing to pass out now and it's not for later, it's only for later, you're going to start looking at it, and because I would do that. So you'll get it when you want it. It's going to, I've learned it's almost impossible to do the right thing if I don't have a process. Right? If you have a process, oh, I know what I'm supposed to do. I have a process. For instance, did you know there's a process if you're 25 years old? There's a process for becoming a millionaire when you're 65? It's not even that complicated. Mostly it's just spend less than you make and then take the difference and put it somewhere that gives you a decent interest rate. And there's numbers and so on. But it's not complicated. But if you don't have a process and you just spend money as fast as it comes in, or like our government likes to do, even faster, then you're never going to get there, right? But if you have a process, so I'm going to give you some processes today that I hope. The chart is a process. Oh, I want to read the Bible through. Well, then let's break that up. Well, how much do I have to read every week? How much do I have to read every day? What should I read? Okay, now you've got a process. And hopefully that helps. If you spend, by the way, 20 minutes a day, and you're a slow reader, you'll get through the Bible. Did you know that? I know that because I'm a slow reader. I don't read. I never could. And even when I read, it takes me a little while to absorb it. But if you spend 20 minutes, I find as a pretty slow reader, you'll get through the whole Bible, but you can't do it 3 days a week and pretend like you did it 7 days a week. Now, here's the thing. God can speak any way he wants, right? If he wants to write a message in the sky, you know, it is 11:30, Joe, stop speaking. He can do that. But he generally doesn't. How does God generally speak to us? Through his word, right? So how important is it for us to read his word? Very. How often do we want to hear from him? Like once a week? Every day, right? So, right, and obviously we can't walk through the day, you know, okay, I'm reading the Bible all day, I want to hear, no, but at least pick up your Bible and read it every day. Now, for me, actually, my process is I read it twice. I don't read the Bible through twice, I read the Bible daily, once in the morning and once in the evening. It's just, that's just my process. It's easy for me to do it. So I want to challenge you to read his word every day. And if that's too much for you, to read through the Bible, because it's, you know, it's a long book. The Bible that I read or that I follow is an NIV, and it's got 1,208 pages in that. I know that because I do mine daily, and I base it on how many pages I'm reading. I'm weird. I have no chart. So, you know, that's a long book to read in a year, right? So if you've never done anything like that, read the New Testament this year. How's that? One chapter a day, and you'll get through and have nothing to do by, like, August. I'm not saying you shouldn't keep reading, but you get my point, right? That's about 5 minutes a day, and you'll get through the New Testament. At least try to do that. If you've done that, if you've never read the whole Bible through, you should definitely read it. Otherwise, you say, oh, I believe the Bible. Well, have you ever read it? Well, no. Well, how do you know you believe it? Well, by faith. By faith in what? I mean, that's you haven't even read it. What if you get to Amos and it says 5 plus 5 is 12? It doesn't. But you get my point, right? So again, so number one, here's a process. A few steps. We don't have, that's okay. So just write this down. Here's a step. Set aside a time or a few times every day where you read the Bible. If you don't set a time, well, I'll do it when I have got a few minutes. It'll never happen. You got to have like a regular time when you read the Bible. If you don't, it won't. I mean, not every day. You might have some times here and there, even most times, you won't get through the Bible if it's just, well, I'll do it when I do it. No. I mean, you got to have a set time. A lot of people like it before the day starts, they read it. Sometimes they do it at the end. I do it like both, at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day, like that. Sometimes I don't want to read that much in the morning, and I'll read more at night or vice versa. Does that make sense? So you got to pick a time in the day to do it, or it won't happen. Number two, have a specific plan or schedule. You've got one now in your bulletin, so you can't say you don't have a specific plan. Now, if you say, I don't like that plan, and you say it in a whiny voice, right? I don't like that plan. That's fine. Come up with your own plan, and that's cool. But if you have no plan, you know, what they say is aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So have a specific plan. I actually like plans that allow you to like miss here and there. I don't, you know, I've got my own plan that doesn't include that, but like my wife's got a plan. She reads, and she probably reads every day. I haven't interrogated her. But some Bible plans will actually have it where you can read 25 days. And then if you missed one here and there, it's okay because it gives you a couple of gap days. Some people kind of like that, need that. I don't, you know, I just like to read every day and like that. Find a plan that works for you if you don't like that plan and keep a record. By the way, put a bookmark in your Bible if you're reading the actual Bible. You'll forget. I promise you, you'll forget. You're going to get to the Gospels. And you're going to think you read that, but you read it in Matthew, and it's a little different in Mark, and you're not going to know where you are. So get a bookmark. What I do, I usually read on my phone. When I finish reading, I will text myself, I finished Genesis 21, like this morning. I finished Genesis 21, I think. That way, and I'll look at it, okay, because I'm old, and I can forget like almost anything, and I've read the Bible enough. It all sounds familiar. So mark it. I know that sounds silly. Of course you mark it. Just if it's silly, then you don't need it. But if it doesn't sound silly, then do it. I know that you're thinking, Some of this is just so basic, but I hope you find it helpful. By the way, I'm a huge fan of Bible listening. I don't know if any of you have ever done that. I especially like some versions of dramatic Bible listening. And that's where you'll get to a passage in the Bible, and I'm reading Genesis. If Abraham is speaking, then you'll have a character that sounds like Abraham, whatever that sounds like, and he'll say something, and then if he's speaking to Sarah, then Sarah, a female voice, will answer, and they'll leave out the, and he said, and she said, because you just hear them talking back and forth. I'm a huge fan of that. So maybe the first time I experienced that was several years ago. I'm like, oh, I was with a group of people that did that every week. I'm like, that's just different. It's just different. I like that a lot. So even on your way to work or whatever, you know, put it on your phone or whatever and listen in your car. Find the time. By the way, listening in the car is really helpful. We had a wonderful play here. That my wife and I both had we just had so much fun being involved in it. And when we got to we started rehearsing in August. And when Sam gave me my part, I said, oh man, you know, give it, I need the stuff now. I mean, that was June because I'm old and I had stuff to. Every time I got in my car, just about, I turned the play on. I drive to the post office every day, well, 6 days a week, five minutes, if that. I'm listening to a song. Anything that I'm saying or singing, I'm listening. By the time we got to September, I kind of knew it. Does that make sense? Yes. Listen to the Bible. And don't waste time in your car. Turn Bible listening on in your car. You can really have God speak to you while you're driving. Keep your eyes open. Don't pray with your eyes closed. But so anyway, there's great value in doing that. And most of us drive somewhere. And so if you don't have time, you don't think, and that's silly. We all have time. But if you say you don't have time to read the Bible, at least listen to the Bible this year. Again, so now that you have, so that's your process. Now you just need the determination. Now the determination comes from when you realize there's value in this. If there's no value, you won't keep doing it. What if I said, okay, wake up tomorrow and do that 10 times every day? You say, I'm not doing that. Well, no, 10 times a day. See how many people, that would mean by the end of this year, you will have done it 3,650 times. You say, I'm not doing that. Why? Because there's no value in that. So if there's no value in reading the Bible, you shouldn't read the Bible. But since there is, you should. And I know some of you were wondering when I was going to get to the text or texts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give several verses out of Psalm 119. And I'm going to be talking about memorizing in just a minute. And I've memorized a bunch of scripture. And I'll talk more about that. And let me just give a preamble to that. I don't talk about it a lot because it almost sounds like I'm bragging, and I don't ever want it to come across like that. Look how much scripture I memorized. Look how spiritual I am. Because it's not. The reason I memorize scripture is because I'm a sinner, and I need the scriptures to keep me from sin. That's one of the things. Does that make sense? And I'm not that profound. I memorize a verse a week. Does that sound like I'm an intellectual genius? No. Just a regular guy who memorizes a verse a week on average. Now I'm a verse a month because the review is a little much. But that's recent. But I've been doing that since 1992. So do the math. I've memorized like a bunch of verses, okay? But I don't want anyone to think that I think that I'm all that because I've memorized a bunch of verses. You know, and I'll compare it to this. I think sometimes when we share our faith with other people, we offend them. And because the reason we offend them is because we come across, I've done it, like we're trying to win a debate. And we're smarter than them, or we're better than them. And we may not think that, but to an unbeliever, it comes across like that. And the way we need to come across is, as I've heard it put, I'm just a beggar who found Jesus, telling other beggars where they can find the bread. Amen. That's all we are, right? And so, yeah, I've learned a bunch of verses, and I'm just here today, when we get to that part, I just want to show you how I did and how you can do it. Does that make sense? That's it. And there's no more than that. I was joking with my wife yesterday. I said, I forget exactly what I said, but something like, well, I'm going to show them how many verses I've learned. And she said, and then are you going to teach on pride? Yeah. This is why I married her. But here's why we read and memorize the scripture. If I'm quoting, I'm going to be quoting out of King James because I learned some of this out of King James. I'll try to switch the thous and the thes to use if I can do it quickly. God's word. So in Psalm 119, verse 7, God's word inspires us to praise Him or worship Him. It says, "I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned your righteous judgment." Psalm 119, verse 7. It inspires us to praise Him. The more you know about God, the more it inspires you to want to know Him more, to praise Him, to worship Him. And how do I learn about God? By reading the Bible. Memorizing it is even better. God's word, we learn, this is point B if you've taken notes. Another reason and by the way, this is not all the reasons, it's just some of the reasons that you can find in Psalm 118. Second reason I'll point out is that God's word helps protect us from sinning. It says in Psalm 119, 9 through 11, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way or make his way pure? By taking heed thereto according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." We hide God's word. We read it. We memorize it to help protect us from sin. And there's so many examples of that. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, it says, "Be angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Ephesians 4, 28, "Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs it." Ephesians chapter 4, 31 and 32, if you deal with anger issues, and I've had to deal with anger issues, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put aside from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." I had a lady in my church many, many years ago. She couldn't get along with her mother-in-law. She said, "I don't know what I do. She's making me crazy." I'm like, "Well, make her cookies." She's like, "What? Make her cookies. Be kind. Get rid of your anger, a little bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Put that all away and be kind." So you do an act of kindness. If you're angry with someone, you know, you don't punch them. That's the opposite of the act of kindness. You do an act of kindness. There's so many examples. For men and women, by the way, who struggle with lust and adultery. It says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 and 28, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman and lusts for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart," or her heart, by the way. Now, will memorizing scripture or reading it, will that stop you from committing all sin? No. You can still do it. You can quote a verse that tells you not to do it and then do it right after you quoted the verse. But I tell you, it's not so easy. If you got the verse and it's in your heart and in your head, it's just not so easy. You can still do it, but you're just cutting stuff way down. It just is. God's word gives us wisdom. That's number three. It says in verse 20, all these are in Psalm 119, unless I tell you otherwise. "Your testimonies have I taken." Oh, I'm sorry. "Your testimony is also my delight and my counselors," in verse 24. In verse 98, "You through your commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." in verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And on it goes with Proverbs. I remember, by the way, I'm going to give you in just a minute, and you can probably begin, I'll keep talking, but if you start passing the verse cards out, the way I learned to memorize scripture was taught to me, this man's with the Lord now, a guy came to our church who had memorized probably half the Bible. And this is his method. It's not the Joe Fletcher, you can call it that, but it's Joe Fletcher who stole Ron Hood's method. And now, Ron Hood was a very conservative guy. How many of you think I'm a really conservative guy? Okay, not many people here think I'm a conservative guy. That's surprising. Boy, that's interesting. Okay, good. And I don't think Ron Hood thought that I was a very conservative guy either, but he liked me, and I liked him, and he walked in real conservative circles. And by that I mean, there's a historical context, because we're going back to 1992, okay? But still, he would go, mostly churches, the only Bible they used was the King James Bible. The churches he would tend to go to, the women always wore dresses. And they had all kinds of rules about, you got to go to this and this and this. And you all know kind of on the more legalistic side. You get what I'm saying, right? And I remember I sat there and I asked him, I said, you deal with all those churches. Are you okay coming to a church like mine? How do you like move in all these different circles? And he just answered me. He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee and of those that keep thy precepts. So that's Psalm 119:63. It's amazing. He just had like a verse for everything. And it was just so wise. God's word protects us from false teachers through your precepts. This is Psalm 119:104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. My wife was talking to a friend who knows the Lord and should know better, who lost her mom and dad. And she said she looked out in her yard. There were two cardinals. And she says, I just know that's my mom and dad. I'm thinking, no, that's two cardinals. I mean, your mom and dad are in heaven or they're not, but they're not flying around here. They're not there. And she should have known better, because the Bible teaches us that it's appointed to man once to die, and after that, judgment. We go to heaven or we go to hell. There's no... I mean, the cardinal ones, that's original. I've not heard that one before. But people have all kinds of things. But if you stick with the Word of God, it'll protect you from all kinds of false teachings. Amen. People will say all kinds of things. Oh, yeah, you can't know you're going to heaven. And yet 1 John says, these things I've written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. You can know you have eternal life. Matter of fact, as believers, we should know it. God's word gives us guidance, direction. It says in verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 is a set of verses many of us know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths, or he'll make your ways, your path straight. God's word gives us guidance and direction. And that's it, you know, that's important, because sometimes we have a question. Oh, you know, I'm dating this girl and she doesn't know the Lord. No, the Bible says do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It gives you guidance. Drop her or bring her to Christ, but certainly don't marry her or him if you're a girl. Well, you know, I got this tax thing and no one will know. Surely I don't have to pay all my taxes. No one really expects that. And yet it says, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. I remember my wife, God called me to New York City from a verse that Jesus saw the multitudes and was moved with compassion. God will use his word to direct you. And God's word gives us peace. And I know people have a hard time with peace. They don't, man, it's just like, I am not at peace. Great peace have they which love your law, and nothing will offend them. Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God's word gives us peace. One more thing. If you're here or you're listening online, and you've never personally trusted the Lord as your Savior, you think, well, I don't know if the Bible's true or not. What I always encourage unbelievers to do is, I'd like two books for you, either the book of Mark or the book of John, or one first and then the next one, both dealing with the life of Christ. Read a chapter a day. You know, Mark's got 16 chapters and John's got 21 chapters, I think. 22, 21, one of those. Before you read the Bible, say, just pray, Lord, I don't know if this is true or false. I don't know if you're real or unreal. I don't know anything. But if this is true, open my eyes. Show me that this is true. Now, be careful. Because if you don't know the Lord and you pray that and you really want to know if it's true or not, and he shows you that it's true, you are now, oh, so much more responsible. So don't even go through that process unless you're really to face what that means, if that makes sense. Because God's word will guide you. And you say, well, how will he show me? Not my problem. That's God's problem. He will show you the way he shows you, and you have to be open to the way he shows you. Well, what will that be? I don't know. He would probably show me differently than he would show you. He knows how to get through to you. So if you don't know the Lord, forget reading the Bible, three chapters a day or four. Forget the chart. Book of John and or the book of Mark with a prayer, Lord, simply just show me if this stuff is true or not. Now I want to talk about, did you pass out the memory cards? You passed them out, right? Oh, can I have one? I forgot my own. Thank you. I mean, I shouldn't need this, but just so I don't. On the one side, and this won't take long, but this is how to do it. Now, look at your. How many of you thinking, well, I can't do it. I have a hard time memorizing. How many of you say you have a hard time memorizing? Yeah, okay. Now, look at your neighbor and say this. I can't memorize. Just go ahead and do it. Just get it out. Okay, now do it again, but say it in a whiny voice. I can't memorize. Feel better now? Okay, because you're wrong. On one side, I put a familiar verse just because it's a familiar verse. Romans 3:23, for all of, I forget I forgot the translation. For I think this is in ESV, I put it in. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Here's how you memorize it. This is the process. Now, if you're not memorizing scripture, don't tell me that's not the way you do it, because the way you do it is not doing it. So try this. Oh, I'm too old. Don't tell me you're too old. I'm 67 years old.
I'm 81.
There you go. Who said that? God bless you. So here's what you do. Day one. Well, write the verse on the card. And be sure you write it correctly, because otherwise for the rest of your life, you're going to be memorizing the wrong verse or error, okay? Did you know in one of the original versions of the King James, instead of thou shalt not commit adultery, they left not out, thou shalt commit adultery? So make sure that you put the right wording on the verse. We don't want memorizing heresy here. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So you write it down, and then you say it 25 times. Now, what I do is I get it in my mind enough so I can say it without looking, and then I'll check every five times to make sure I actually did say it right. Romans, and say the verse and the reference before and after. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so on. 25 times, first day, you do that in, honestly, you'll do it in about 3 minutes. 3 or 4. Depends on how long the verse is, but you get it, right? Doesn't take long. You're done. By then you say, woo, I've memorized it. Well, you really have, but you haven't. Because you wake up in the next morning, you might not remember that anymore. And you're going to do it again, but this time, day two, 20 times. See, we gave you credit for day one, so we reduced you. And you'll do it. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Romans, you're going to do that 20 times. Day three. You see it? 15 times. Do I have to keep doing? You get the point, right? Day four, you'll say it 10 times. And day five, you'll say it 5 times. And then you'll know that you've got it memorized, but you don't. Not really, not forever. But it's getting there. It's beginning to stick. After that, you'll say it once a day for 45 days. You'll see on the back where we see where it says review once a day for 45 days on the card, right? Every time you review it, put a slash, a little, what, a hash mark? What we call it, a hash mark? Until you've got 45 hash marks, 1, 2, 3, 4, slash, 1, 2, 3, 4, slash. So you've got not three across, you know, 45 slashes, okay? And then you really got it memorized. No, you don't. Because now you've got to review it once a week for 7 weeks. You'll say, I do on Monday. All my weekly verses I do on Monday. And you know what? I've found I get to the weekly, oh, I don't remember that. And if I have to look at it, it did not earn the hashtag, the hash mark. Not hashtag, that's hash mark. Until I get the 7 mark, because sometimes it's like, but then I got it. And then once you've got it, once you've done it 7, you know, 5 times, you know, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, a verse, you know, once a day, you know, once every week for 7 weeks. Oh, now I got it. No, you don't. You got to do it once a month forever. You know how long it takes to review 100 verses once a month? It's going to take you, I could do like 50 minutes a month, like 2 minutes a day. And that's if you're up to 100. So don't act like it's all of that. It's not all of that. And honestly, if you just memorize 100 and then you stop, but you kept reviewing, then that's pretty good. Most Christians probably don't have 100 Bible verses memorized. Did you know if you memorized one verse a week, a new verse every week, you could memorize the entire book of 1 John in 2 years? There's so many good things it would do for you. So let me just close with this. Try it. You're not allowed to say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It won't work for me. I'm too old. I'm not really that bright. I can't do that. I failed memorizing in grammar school. You're not allowed to say it unless you've tried doing it that way. Does that make sense? Fair enough. He just tried. By the way, and you might want to make a goal. I want to learn one verse a month or one verse a week. This guy, Ron Hood, man, he was trying to get me to memorize a verse a day. I cut that back way real fast because the review got ridiculous. But, you know, I kept it a verse a week, and I was able to do that. And at some point, after you've got a few hundred, the review takes you a while. But short of that, you have time. It doesn't take that much time. And don't, oh, no, I don't put them on cards. I just write them down. No. Get the index cards. Get the cards. The cards. Well, I don't do it that way. Well, you should. The book of Hezekiah, chapter 3, verse 1, thou shalt use index cards. It's in there. You say, well, what should I memorize? One thing, Romans Road is, if you don't know how to bring someone to Christ, the Romans Road is great. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love toward us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You've got really an outline of how to bring someone to Christ. That's like five verses. You can learn those so easy in a month and be much more equipped to bring someone to Christ. You can do what one of the things I did is, okay, what sins am I dealing with? You wonder why I was so good at quoting the anger verses? I needed the anger verses. My wife needed me to have the anger verses. So find, if you've got areas in your life that are weak, if you have a problem stealing, let him that stole steal no more. But find verses that deal with your issues, if that makes sense. But I will stop there. I could go on and on. This is a topic that's I get excited about, and I hope that God will use it in your heart to protect you from sin, to give you guidance, to give you a reminder to praise him. And always, it helps you always, by the way, one more thing, to remember that he is present with you as you keep his word hidden in your heart. Lord, I ask that we would leave here with a determination to regularly read your word and to memorize your word. In Jesus' name, amen.